Now, thousands of gamers packed out the RDS over the weekend to experience the latest technologies and entertainment on the market. Ireland's biggest gaming convention and esports festival returned for the first time since the pandemic. Our reporter Josh Crosby went along to meet with YouTube creators, software designers, and of course, the players themselves.
I'd like to present this to both of you for everything you've done for the gaming industry here and around the world. Thank you very, very much.
So we're here now at GamerFest. What's catching your eye or what are your favourite games?
Well, I want to play Pac-Man. I haven't played that for years. So I want to get back on that for the first time in, what, 40 years?
a bit of nostalgic memories running back.
I think so.
What do you play at home?
Fortnite.
Fortnite?
Yeah, I play Fortnite, yeah.
How often would you play or how long would you spend playing?
4 hours a day, at least.
At least? That's so you're enjoying your time anyway.
Yep, I am. This is my first event, so I've never been before. So I'm quite interested to see what's going on here today. So far, so good.
Gamers of all ages, in their element, as they take in brand new software, experience virtual reality, and come together to share ideas and immerse themselves in the gaming world. Co-founder and CEO of GamerFest, Stuart Dempsey, walked me through the main arena to check out what's on offer.
If you can imagine all of the people with great relationships and friendships online, they're playing games, and now GamerFest offers them an opportunity to get together in a real-world environment. So the atmosphere is electric. It's amazing to see everyone back again.
So what's going on here now? There's screens everywhere. There's Mario over here. There's FIFA to my left.
Yeah, so we have FIFA 23. So we're working with EA Games on that one. So that's just released. So that's always massively popular here in Ireland. We have Apex Legends, another popular game. And if we keep moving further into the hall, we obviously have a huge stand with LucasAid. They've got a whole range of gaming challenges, so a massive buzz there.
And up here now towards the main stage, if you like to call it, there's gamers taking on one another head-to-head, is there?
Yeah, so we have a whole range of content on the air live stage, from gaming challenges, which are just a bit of fun and entertainment, to our esports grand finals, which have pretty significant prizes, so the stakes are high there.
And for someone listening at home, they might have an image of that gaming is sitting at home in front of a screen in silence, but that's certainly not the case. It's become a lot more interactive over the years.
It has, and that's certainly been the stereotype, you know, someone in their basement on their own, not engaging with friends, the outside world, where, you know, the reality today couldn't be further from the truth. You know, you've got an absolute cross-section of society here, from third-level students, young professionals, even seasoned executives, you'll find them here. It's a pillar of pop culture now, just like music and fashion.
And what are some of the latest technologies on display here at GamerFest?
Well, if we look over to our left here, we have a game called Hado. It's effectively virtual reality dodgeball. Each player puts on a virtual reality headset, and they start throwing virtual reality energy balls at each other.
Right, and as I can see here now, they're bopping around, and there's no need to worry about the weather either for this one.
Absolutely not.
So look, I'm going to take a walk around here now. Any tips or any cheats? Is that the lingo here for an amateur like me?
There's really a little bit of everything. It's a very welcoming environment.
Yeah, I'm going to take a walk around, and I'm going to... First stop is these gamers who are dressed up in cosplay.
Enjoy. We'll see you later.
So I'm Yasha from Critical Role, which is a Dungeons & Dragons live stream on Twitch.
What is it about cosplay that you enjoy doing?
Freedom. It's an escape. It's fun.
What's this event offer people that are interested in cosplay or gaming in general?
Just an opportunity to try something new, something they've never tried before, something they maybe wanted to try and never had an opportunity to do so.
My name's Lucy and I'm dressed up as Isabel from Animal Crossing.
Well, you're looking the part now. You have the yellow ears, you have the dog's nose. What is it about cosplay that goes hand in hand with the gaming community?
Well, obviously whenever you're playing a game, you get right into the fantasy of being the character. Now, some people like me want to get a little bit more into the character and dress up as it, but it's just such a good opportunity for us to fully develop our love for the character.
Would you play the game in costume?
Oh yeah.
Yeah?
Definitely.
So that you're not just looking at the character on screen,
yeah,
you are the character.
Full effects. You have to get the full effects.
From cosplay to esport grand finals on the live stage, there's something for all types and genres of gamers. There are queues building for the VR, so I said I better give it a go myself.
Hi, I'm Siddesh from Zero Latency. So we are a free roam virtual reality gaming arena based in Sandyford. It's not like something which is commercially available in any part of the country. It's a warehouse scale, so you don't stand at a place and play, you roam around.
So you're getting your exercise in as well?
Exactly.
Can you overload sometimes? Can you watch it too much?
You can never have too much of VR. It's a totally different experience. It's a real life-like virtual experience. You're disappointed when you come in your real life, I might say.
So I'm going to have a go now. You going to show me how it works?
Yeah, sure, sure. We'll put on a VR headset on you and we'll see.
So this is my first time putting on now a VR headset, so I don't know what I'm in for. Okay. Yeah, it looks like I'm looking out at the stars at night. It's different from a normal pair of sunglasses. Okay, so now I got two, like, kind of lightsabers in front of me. And they're coming towards me very fast. There's red cubes, blue cubes, red cubes. Oh, I've leveled fields. I'm definitely not an expert at this. It's like you're standing on top of scaffolding in a tunnel. And you just have to keep smashing these colorful cubes that are coming right at your face.
Okay, enough of that VR before I get too dizzy. Now, from the latest technology to where it all began, there's a retro zone, which is a popular spot for the parents.
Hi, Dan McAlevey. I'm with the National Computer Video Game Museum. So we're just doing a retro game display here at Gamerfest.
You have the retro TVs, you have the PlayStation 1s, the old Nintendo 64s.
Yeah.
So it's like the resurgence of old the record
nostalgia
players.
Nostalgia and the finally. Love of all things old. Exactly just that, yeah. You get a lot of gamers now, 30s, 40s, 50s. They might not be interested in the newer stuff. I know all the kids are, and our job here from the Video Game Museum is to show kids that old games, even though they're not, you know, ultra high definition and they may not be as complex and stuff, but I mean, a game can be fun even if it's simple.
EA Sports. It's
not just different games being played at the RDS. There are meet and greets with content creators, collector card expos, and career advice.
So my name's Ronan Mulhare and I'm a program director in Pulse College.
What are the different types of courses on offer at Pulse College?
Well, we offer a number of different courses relating to creative medias more generally. So what does that mean? Music production, audio production, things like that. And there's a focus there on animation and games development. Now, what's creative technologies and digital art? Basically, that's a long-winded way of saying games development. But it's not called games development because the skills you learn on it are kind of broader applicability.
When I did my Leaving Cert now more than 10 years ago, there might have been one person talking about getting into animation, but I can only imagine over the years now it's just grown in popularity, has it?
Yeah, 10 years ago, I wish mine was only 10 years ago, but anyway. Yeah, absolutely. When I was doing my Leaving Cert, animation and games development weren't things that you really got into. You know, you'd be told, turn the PlayStation off and get back to study and do something useful. But no, the animation sector in Ireland is going from strength to strength, and the same is true of the games development.
So for any people out there looking for a new career path, this is definitely an area that's going to grow.
Absolutely, come, there's jobs in animation. You just have to work hard, you really do.
And are you spotting any future talent here today?
Loads. Now I think some very eager people here have signed up for some of the courses.
Some aren't even college age yet.
No, I think the youngest we had there was about 5, so a bit of a way to go there yet.
So my name is Callum Knight, also known as CPK Online, and I've flown in from London to attend Gamerfest.
And Callum, I believe you're quite well known in the gaming community, are you?
Ooh, I guess some would say so, yeah. I've sort of about 700,000 on YouTube, 300,000 on Twitch, the live streaming platform.
And how did you first become a YouTube creator? Like, how did it come about?
I did it for 3 years as a hobby, alongside working in college. And then one series that I did really just took off. And the next month I quit my job and went full force, and it's my 10-year anniversary in a week.
And you mentioned there quitting your job, but like, how do you make a living from it? Is it ad revenue or some subscriptions?
Yeah, so I'd say predominantly it's ad revenue. With Twitch, it's a mix of ad revenue and people subscribe to your content.
And there's people listening to this in work now thinking, this would be my dream job. Is it a lucrative path to go down?
I mean, there's definitely elements of it that can be, and it's kind of like, I guess like any job, you sort of get out what you put in. The thing is that now with the rise of influencers and gamers and influencer marketing, people, especially like brands now, look to content creators, gamers, TikTokers to do the promotion that they would have maybe previously gone and got an actor to do an advert. There's definitely elements to it that can be affluent.
So there's money to be made in the gaming world, and by all accounts, plenty of job opportunities in Ireland. Eyes are lighting up at some of the games on display, and the adults of tomorrow are happy with what they see.
I am Riley, I am 11 years old, and I'm just after dying in Apex Legends.
And do you play this game at home?
No.
No?
No, I haven't played it in a little while now.
And what do you think of it? Is it good?
It's fun. I won't be able to get good at the game, but it is fun to just play like for a little bit.
Yeah, and what would you usually play at home?
I'm mostly into shooters now.
And what do you think of this event today?
Yeah, it's fun. There's loads of stuff to do.
I'm Martha and I'm 9 years old.
And Martha, what's your favourite game to play?
Roblox?
Yeah. Yeah, and have you spotted anything cool here today?
I found a game. I forgot what it was called, but I found it pretty fun. It's like a fighting game.
What do you enjoy about playing?
I just enjoy playing with my friends.
An extraordinary world of gaming opened up to us by Josh Crosby.